What up, and welcome to another episode of the Millennial Introvert Lifestyle. You know how I do. I chat about anything that interests or concerns millennials from the viewpoint of those who identify on the more introverted part of the social spectrum. Hence the title, Millennial Introverts. So, coming up on today's docket, it would not be right if I didn't spend some time talking about the C word. Okay? No, not that C word. The C word of this decade. The C word that is defining a lot of our lives right now, the most annoying C word, the coronavirus, COVID-19, however you want to refer to it, it's trash, okay? Needless to say, the impact of the virus has been wide-reaching and it's being felt in some capacity by everyone around the world at this moment in time. We're all over it, okay? This is, for some of us, week 3 of quarantine, week 4 of quarantine, week 5 of quarantine for some people, and maybe even more. And I, for one, I'm over it, just like you are over it. We together are over it. I am done. I cannot take quarantine life anymore. I have had enough of isolating alone, of staying home. I want 2020 back. 2020 was supposed to be my year, it was supposed to be your year, and I know you are as frustrated as me with this entire situation right now. And I know that might sound weird to say, because as introverts, a lot of us probably entered quarantine thinking this was our time to shine, you know? We were made for this. We've put in years on years on years of perfecting our introverted ways, okay? You know what I'm saying? We spent so much time learning how to fake the correct injuries to get us out of doing things that we didn't want to do. You and I have both at some point in time told someone that you sprained an ankle, you had a headache, you just didn't feel well, tummy upset, some kind of made up something to get you out of doing the thing that you didn't want to do and socialize at that point in time. Now it's all regret, okay? Now you'll start thinking, I should have gone out to dinner with my friends that time, because now, who knows the next time I'll be able to decline a request, huh? Who knows? Could be any time between now and 2022, okay? We did that to ourselves. How many times have you done the forgetting to RSVP, quote unquote, to things that you were invited to, okay? Wedding invitations come, birthday invitations come, brunch invitations come your way, and you just forget to either respond to the physical invitation, or you forget to respond to the text message, or if you get down like that, you forget to respond to the email or the DM, you know, all those things that we forgot, quote unquote, to reply to. Now there's nothing even coming into your inbox asking you to go anywhere, because we can't go anywhere, because why? We are under quarantine and it is trash, okay? How many times have you enjoyed punching the actual literal air when plans that you had got cancelled? Punching the air with joy, not with frustration, because you are an introvert, I am an introvert. We enjoyed it when plans got cancelled and we didn't have to do the fake cancellation of it, okay? We got the text or the call late into the getting ready process of doing that thing, where someone else made up the fake excuse as to why the plans couldn't go ahead, and we just got to kick off our shoes, kick off our socks, and enjoy the rest of our evening inside. There is no more of that to do now or even to look forward to, and it is absolute trash, okay? It is frustrating. I am over COVID-19, okay? A lot of us are realizing now that the joy of being alone is in the choosing to be alone part, okay? It's not in the being forced to be alone and not having the option to leave your house and socialize, okay? The fun is in deciding that you don't want to see people, not being forced to not see people, or just the people that you happen to live with at this point in your life. Previously, should you ever have had the itch for some social interaction, you know, that sporadic yearning to go outside and have a girls' night and see someone and do something, whatever that was, whatever that looked like, you had the option to get outside and do that, and places were open and overpriced food was being served at wherever you wanted to go and be, and then you could spend the next 3 weekends inside not doing anything, recovering, reading Netflix and chilling by yourself to your heart's content. But now, no, we can't even do that. Like, you can't tell by now, it's very frustrating for me. Okay, we've been forced to stay inside all the time, and it's just not the same as choosing to. So naturally, when we're being forced to quarantine for safety without any hard and fast end to this hell and no return to normality in sight, then it really starts to take its toll on a person's mental health. Even hard and fast introverts like you and I, okay, even we are coming to the end of our tether with this whole COVID-19 nonsense. But your girl's got you covered, okay? I am going to give you some tried, tested, and proven tips to make this period of self-isolation and social distancing just a little bit more bearable, okay? Now, some of them you might have already received on work emails while you are working from home, telling you the same things. It's no matter, it's no mind. I'll still go over the beaten track a couple more times just so you get it in your head and you can make the most of this quarantine season. Okay, now, first things first, what you need to be doing is making sure that you're sticking to a routine. Okay, I'm gonna need you to wake up at the same time every single day. This goes especially for you if you are furloughed. Okay, if you're working from home, you're probably gonna have to get up at the same time every day anyway. That's neither here nor there. That's the life that you're living. However, if you are on furlough, I know the temptation is there, especially if you are living that single life that you want to be waking up 3 p.m., 4 p.m. I've heard some people say 5 p.m. That's not going to cut it, okay? If you don't stick to a routine, it's going to have negative impacts on your mental health. And in these, I said it before, I'll say it again, unprecedented times, won't get over saying it enough, then that's not going to be good for you at all. So what you need to be doing is sticking to a routine. So wake up at the same time every single day. If you're working from home and social distancing that way, then I suggest waking up at the same time as you would have, even if you, when you had to commute, and using that commute time for something else and something productive. So in that quote unquote commute time, listen to a podcast instead. Hint, hint. Or read a few chapters of your book or a few pages, or do something else, listen to some music, dance around, whatever it is that you need to do, just stick to that routine so that you are up in time and making use of your commute time every single day for doing something productive. And if you want to be extra and get some extra brownie points, then you can always go ahead and do something like a home workout or some yoga or something like that, you know, be as extra as you want for that hour or however long your commute time is. And what you also want to be doing is making sure that you make an effort to get dressed every single day. Now, hand on heart, I can't say that that's been my reality for these few weeks at the start. Yeah, most definitely. All of my Zoom meetings were on video. It was great. I was shining. Perfect. Model employee. However, there was a dip where no one saw my face for a good couple of days. And now we're back. And I am our pajamas while I'm working from home, and shiny and dressed, so it's great. And that is my tip for you as well. You need to be getting dressed every day. It does make an impact. It will improve your mood, it will improve your frame of mind. You'll feel like, rah, okay, I'm in this productive gear, I'm dressed, so I've got some, you feel energized, you feel like you're in the mode to do stuff, and it really does reflect in your productivity for the day. So I say every day, get dressed. So if we're going to recap, what you want to be doing is sticking to a routine. So that routine needs to include waking up at the same time every day, using your commute time, quote unquote, if you're working from home, for something productive. And you also need to be making an effort to get dressed, okay? No more pajama days that turn into pajama nights, that turn into pajama weeks. I'm watching you. No, I'm not. That's a bit creepy, but anyway. Now, tip number two is to be getting enough sleep, okay? Lack of sleep can lead to depression, and one of the most common symptoms of depression is tiredness and fatigue, okay? So to improve your sleep that you're getting, first things first, what you need to be doing is getting an hour's screen-free time before you go to bed every single night, okay? That is because blue light strains your eyes and hinders the production of melatonin, which is what regulates your sleep and wake cycle. So you need to be doing something relaxing instead of being on your phone scrolling the gram. And no, you cannot argue that scrolling the gram is relaxing for you. I need you to be doing something else, okay? So relaxing activities include, but are not limited to, reading with a dim light, drawing, if that's your shtick, meditating, writing, and insert other options here as well. The options are, the possibilities are endless. So go for it, find something that suits your personality and your interests, but make sure you are putting your phone down at least an hour before you go to bed. Your sleep cycle will thank you. Next, what you want is to quit coffee, okay? At least 12 hours before bed. So it takes 10 to 12 hours for caffeine to leave your system. So by the mid-morning, that should be your last cup of the stuff. However you take it, whether that's an energy drink or just regular coffee, or you drink loads of tea, you want to be stopping that by mid-morning and then switching over to something like water or, I don't know, squash, something else, whatever. You make the rules. As long as it doesn't have excess levels of caffeine in it, then that's what you should be switching to, because it does literally take that long for caffeine to leave your system. And if you think about it, if you've got that last quarter of caffeine left in your system, then it's going to be hard for you to fall into that sleep cycle and get that quality sleep that you need. Next on the list is you want to make sure that you are using your quote unquote yard time, okay? So for me, feels a bit like prison, okay? I've never been to prison. I don't know what prison is actually like, but I've watched a lot of television dramas and things like that that give me an idea. I've watched Orange Is the New Black, and from what I've seen on there, it's not a cakewalk, okay? It's not enjoyable, and this isn't a cakewalk, and this isn't enjoyable. So I feel like I can confidently say that quarantine is like being in prison to the uninitiated, okay? And part of being in prison is that you get some yard time. I don't know which prisons get yard time. I don't think maximum security get yard time, so at least we're not in maximum security prison. But for the prison that we're in, we are told that we should be getting an hour of outside exercise every single day, and you need to be using that, okay? Make use of that time every single day so that you do not give yourself cabin fever or run yourself crazy by staying inside, not getting fresh air. Regular exercise is good for your general health, okay? Regular exercise reduces all of those endorphins that you've heard about before, and that's the stuff that makes you happy and positive and productive and ready to take on the world every single day. So that's what you need to be making sure that you're all topped up on, okay? Regular exercise as well is going to help oxygenate your blood, and it's going to send all of those extra nutrients to your brain and your heart, and it's going to help them work more effectively, and it's generally going to help you feel better all around. So, story time. My sister tagged me in one of those many Instagram challenges that are happening at the minute since we've been in quarantine. It was the run 5k, donate £5, tag 5 people challenge. I don't know if you've heard of that one or seen it go around your circles as yet, but it hit my circles. My sister tagged me to go do that, and at first, not gonna lie, I did think about just, you know, lying and saying I did it, or alternatively also just not doing it. That was literally an option as well, but I sat back and I thought to myself, Yolanda, you haven't been outside in a few days, obviously not taking stock of my own advice. So go outside, do the 5k run, feel refreshed, energized, get your life. So I was like, okay, cool, let me go do that. And I planned it for my lunch hour, because I can run a 5K in about 40 minutes. So, and there is a nature preserve that is right nearby where I live. So I was like, okay, cool beans. Let me just hit up this nature preserve on my lunch hour, do a quick 40 minute whip round, and I'll be back and I'll be fine. And I can honestly post that I did this and then tag 5 of my friends to torture with the same thing. And the thing with this bit of nature preserve is that the council for where I live, they run part, well, before these quote unquote unprecedented times, they ran weekly park runs in the summer, 5Ks. So on a Saturday morning, you could go do a 5K in the park, and they had volunteers that would line the path and tell you where to go on the route so that you could do the 5K properly. And in my head, I was like, I've done the 5K enough to remember this route in this forest, in this nature preserve, that I can just go there and do it now, especially because there'll likely be less people than if I just tried to run 5K on the streets. So I took myself on my lunch hour on Monday to the park, the nature preserve thing, and I was all ready and raring to do it. You know, I stretched, I tightened my laces, all that kind of stuff. I was ready, and then I went for it. And for some reason, I got back to the start of the park within 12 minutes. And I was like, clearly I did something wrong. And there were lots of bits that I didn't pass as part of what my memory knew of the 5K route. So I was like, okay, we move. Let's try this again. So I went up to the board that's at the start of the nature preserve park situation thing, and I saw the route, and it was like, you should have gone left where you should have gone where you actually went right. So I was like, okay, cool, no problemo. I will just do another lap and go the right way. So off I went again, completely sure and certain that that's where I needed to go to finish off my 5K. And lo and behold, I found the bridge. I went over the bridge. It was totally fine. Got back on the path that I knew, until eventually I got to a bit of a stretch where I didn't know where I was anymore, and I had to guess left or right. And for some reason, my memory said to me, go right. So I went right and then got lost in the nature preserve. So wandered around aimlessly for a little while, not sure if I was going in the right direction, if I was walking away from my car, if I was walking back to a different town, whatever. But eventually, I found signposts that led me back to the car park that I knew for Carey Park, if anyone knows it. There was no one, well, past about 6 people in the park, but that wasn't a lot of people. I expected there to be more, so I'm quite happy that no one is going there anymore. And please don't continue to go there, it's my little place now. And went back, finally, after walking what seemed like ages, and then started to panic just a little bit. Made it back to my car and ended up doing my 5K in like an hour and 15 minutes when I aimed for 40. So I say all that to say, bon you, sister, for tagging me in this trash challenge and getting me lost in the park. She already knows my sentiments about this situation because I've messaged her about it and let my feelings be known. However, I have passed on these sentiments to 5 of my other friends. So off you go, guys. One's already completed it. Did it in a nice 30 minutes, I think it was. I saw the post on Instagram. So yay, well done. Just waiting on the other 4 to complete it now. So if you want to make your friends miserable and give yourself incentives for going outside and doing your yard time, then you can also go and tag people in that 5K challenge. Or you can just do 5Ks for your own, I want to say, enjoyment. I'm not sure that's quite the right word to be using there because I'm not one for exercise, but you definitely should be getting out in whatever way is possible. Just make sure that you are not getting yourself lost like I did, and that you are doing things that are within your wheelhouse or trying new things in a measured way so that you're not, you know, injuring yourself or something crazy. So yeah, that's tip number 3, is make sure you make use of your yard time. And yard time as well, it doesn't have to be something that kills you off. It can just be something that moderately raises your heart rate. So if that's going for a brisk walk or something, or just a nice long walk, then that's fine too. Moderately raising your heart rate counts as your yard time as well. So especially if you do it for a minimum of 60 minutes for the day, then you are golden. So yeah, that's tip number 3. Tip number 4 for getting through these quote unquote unprecedented times is to make sure that you are staying connected. Okay, you want to make sure that you are not just hibernating from everything and everyone and letting yourself feel isolated and alone. So house party, I know it's controversial, but it is the app of these quarantine times, and I suggest using it. Me and the squad have been making use of it for the last couple of weeks. We've got a weekly occurring quiz night, which descends into into madness once the quiz is over. And it's a lot of fun, and it's just a nice thing to do to keep us all connected, especially because we all live so far away. And it's actually something that we never did even before quarantine started, so it's something that we've introduced that I think we will be able to keep going even once quarantine has ended, because it's shown us that we don't just have to wait for those quarterly links when everyone comes and meets in that central position from each end of the country that they're all living in. So get on House Party, although it is a bit controversial at the minute, because if you've read the articles about hacking this, etc, etc. So make up your own minds, but that's what me and the squad use, is House Party at this minute in time. Also, you should know by now, Zoom, okay, and all of the options available outside of just doing your work conference calls on Zoom. You can also do a lot of dance classes on there as well, and that's a nice way to stay connected. You can get a group together to do a Zoom dance class, which also ties back into your yard time. Even if you don't go outside, at least you get your heart rate raised for that 60 minutes of the day, and then you can use your yard time for just strolling or lying in the garden instead. Up to you. But Zoom is another good one for staying connected. And then you've got Insta Live. Okay, the amount of Insta Lives I've been watching. I've also been taking classes on Insta Live as well, because they've been free and fun. And it's been nice to experience some other types of dance classes as well. I take a Feminology Heels class on a Thursday that I used to take, because obviously now quarantine, lockdown, no joy. But it's nice to be able to replace that with some other dance guru classes from people who I've loved and followed for ages, but just lived too far away to get to their classes, like people in London and some of the American dancers that I follow as well, like Aaliyah Janelle and Kira Harper and all those babes that are doing free classes online and stuff at the minute. Or even if you have to do a paid class, a lot of people have dropped their prices and things like that. So get on Insta Live for those kind of things. And then there's also just great bants on Instagram at the minute. I don't know if you've seen Quarantine Radio and all the fun in that. And then there's all of the verses as well that have been going out on Instagram Live. Yeah, all the verses that have been playing on Instagram Live as well, those have been fun to watch. It was just, so we just had Babyface versus Teddy Riley on the gram. That was hilarious, if not in part for the amazing technical difficulties that happened on the first time round, and then the show that they gave us come the second try that they had. And there have been loads of different verses happening, and loads more to come. So make sure that you check out what verses are happening. And there have been so many quarantine concerts as well, which have all been free, or you know, give a donation to a worthy cause type of entry system. So you can see a lot of artists that you probably may not have bothered to experience before or had any inkling to view before, but now you've got the time is all you've got, then yeah, make the best of that. Go watch, go consume, go enjoy. It's all there for you. And then there's just regular social media bants. There's always something crazy happening, and the quarantine memes have been a solid 10 out of 10. So I suggest that you go and indulge yourself and enjoy. As well as that, for the staying connected part, you've also got quiz nights that you can host. I've hosted many a quiz over these last few weeks. There's also movie nights that you can do. There is the Netflix plugin that lets you all watch a movie at the same time. So if you have your squad and you want to have a movie night, then you can go on the Netflix party plugin and install that into Chrome or into your browser, and that will let you all watch the same movie at the same time, which is great. So yeah, movie nights and quiz nights are also part of staying together, and those and the apps I mentioned before are the apps that will help you do that. Those are all the things I think you can implement into your day-to-day life and activities to help you get through the quarantine, this lockdown. Every time it gets extended, it's like a dagger again to my heart, and I'm sure to your heart as well. But hey, we move, we push forward, we stay strong. And what we don't have to do is come out of quarantine with some crazy new skill or having written an entire book or learn how to play the piano or something like that. All we do is survive quarantine 2020, then so be it. That is good enough for me, that is good enough for you. Don't let people stress you out while we are all just trying to stay afloat at this moment in time. Stay safe and stay sane. Those are the main priorities if you do happen to end up writing an ebook or something, or learning to speak French or whatever else might be on your book list to do, then that's fine, that's great. Give yourself a pat on the back. But if all you do is just make it through each and every day, then no one should be making you feel ashamed for doing that either, okay? Some days will be good, some days will be great, and some days might be trash. But for every day we reset, wake up the next day, reset, start again, we move. So I hope you have enjoyed this episode of The Millennial Introvert Lifestyle, hosted by your resident millennial introvert herself, me, Yolanda. Don't forget to like, comment, and share this episode to help our fellow introverts stay in the know. And let me know in the comments if I've missed out any tip or trick for staying sane during this quarantine season. Now, I love you for listening, and this is The Millennial Introvert, signing out.